All right, we'll continue with Oregon coach Mark Helfrich, and the Ducks are on the road at Arizona this weekend. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask a question, press star 1. Your first question comes from the line of Mitch Sherman, ESPN.com.
Mark, Oregon, as you probably know, leads the nation in turnover margin over the last 5 years. I'm wondering if you can speak to the attention given within your program to that area and how, excuse me, if the attitude needed to create that kind of becomes a part of the team's identity, but part of its culture.
Well, yeah, I think you sure hope so. I think it's something that you harp on every single day, whether, you know, just like blocking and tackling and footwork is the ball. And we do, like a lot of teams, we do, you know, a circuit of things both offensively and defensively. We warm up with, you know, a ball in our hand as the guys that are ball carrier guys, and we try to hammer it home in every, you know, every possible way.
All right, thank you.
Your next question comes from John Natala, Omaha World Herald.
Yeah, one more kind of off the wall question. I'm doing something on punt returns. You guys, over the last 5 years, are tops, I think, close to it in terms of average for return. Is that more just a result of tip your hat to the guy back there making plays, or is there something that you guys are trying to cultivate there in terms of what you tell them and how you block and scheme in that aspect of the game?
I think it's a marriage. You know, I think it's a marriage of all those things. I think it's a commitment by those guys to be great at something that is a huge deal. We had a kickoff return for a touchdown last week and a punt return for a touchdown. The punt return got called back. But we always say it's an 11-man deal. You know, the guy that returns it obviously gets a ton of credit, and we've had a lot of great athletes that you know, sometimes we maybe spring one or two guys that we don't block. But I think, again, hopefully that's just a culture of being unselfish for the greater good.
I have Coach Shaw this. Is it getting more difficult? You've seen punters, it seems like they're more talented now. They're definitely rugby punting more, which would seem to be tougher. I don't know, in your opinion, is it tougher now to just field the punt in general and make a play after that?
I think, those guys are getting so good at directionally punting the ball. The Utah guy last week was phenomenal. I've never seen a guy that, you know, rugby's one way and then hits it the exact opposite corner with distance. You know, some guys will just drub it down there and try to create a grubber in rugby, but he was unbelievable. But then, you know, that's something you have to adapt your scheme to, of whether you're going to hold up differently or you know, max block differently and be able to change things up.
Thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Sure.
Your next question comes from the line of Steve Rivera, Fox Sports, Arizona.
Good morning, Coach. I have a couple quick ones. Just your quick impressions of Kadeem Carey, one. And two, every game seems to be so crucial. I just wanted to get your impressions or your thoughts on how big this weekend is for you.
I'll go in reverse order. Yeah, every week is it. You know, in college football, you can't get a do-over, you can't get a mulligan, certainly in our conference, in the way with a nine-game schedule. We don't have a get-healthy type of game like some other conferences are able to do with their scheduling. And there's so many guys that all of us recruit that everybody knows, all right, this player and that guy and this guy, oh, yeah, he's from this school. And, you know, there's so much familiarity with those guys. It's a grind. And Kadeem Carey is phenomenal. I mean, he's just an all-purpose, great, great back. He's powerful, he's quick. He's got great hands. He's versatile. So we don't – we've got our hands full.
And maybe just lastly, Saturday could be one of those games where it's just a head swivel kind of thing with you guys and Arizona trying to go fast. Just your thoughts on just the pace of the game and how – fun it could be to watch or whatever you want to say.
Yeah, it's just going to come down to who executes the best when they're going fast. And they're certainly a team that's known for their tempo and we're usually in a few more formations than they are, which allows them to probably go a little bit faster than us. But we've got a ton of respect for you know, both their scheme, their tempo, and their players.
Thanks, Coach.
Your next question comes from the line of Ted Miller, ESPN.com.
Mark, I know you don't spend a lot of time sweating the Heisman Trophy race, but it seems like a lot of national folks have kind of written off Marcus just because of the Stanford game, and he, you know, obviously he didn't play terribly by any stretch. Do you have any thoughts on that, on maybe making a pitch that people should give him a second look?
Well, I mean, it's unfortunate of how we played in the quote-unquote marquee big game of the year, and a lot of that was not his doing. And Marcus is phenomenal, and all you have to do is look at the tape and watch what he's done, you know, certainly throughout his short career to this point. And then, you know, obviously off the field, the guy's just better. But there were so many things, you know, early on in that game that didn't go well, that were little things from an execution standpoint that are frustrating. And that guy is a phenomenal player and a guy that our guys will go to war with any day.
And I know that you guys don't talk about injuries, but is it fair to say that he's probably proven his toughness in the past two games?
Yeah, that's never been a question around here. That guy is a warrior.
Great, thank you.
Your next question comes from Ann Peterson, The Associated Press.
Hey, Mark, how has D'Anthony kind of dealt with the adversity that he's faced this season? And it appears that he's pretty much rebounded during the victory over Utah.
Yeah, he had a couple obviously explosive plays that helped us out. Had a couple plays that we can make, and he's just getting back in the groove of being an all-purpose, you know, kind of dynamo from playing a little tailback, playing a little receiver as a returner, and working his way back into all those roles.
Have you guys struggled with his role this season? It felt like last season he was kind of an everyman, and then he was kind of more of a running back at the beginning of the season. What is the plan with him?
Did you say his role?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's just kind of a weekly deal of you know, part of that going into the season was seeing how Byron Marshall and Thomas Tyner developed, you know, as kind of the you know, how much that tailback role would fall into, you know, into their role, into each one of their roles, and then into D'Anthony's role. And Byron's been really good in every facet, you know, from a protection standpoint, running the ball and doing the things that we need that guy to do. And then trying to mix and match from a game plan standpoint, how do we want a formation, D'Anthony, Braylon, Josh, you know, just all those guys and mix and match their roles. And so it's kind of just an ongoing thing, and hopefully we can get to a point where everybody's healthy, and hopefully we'll have some problems.
Great. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. You have a question from John Gold, Arizona Daily Star.
Coach, a lot was said about all those losses that you guys suffered on the defensive side last year, the guys at the NFL, you know, star players, and yet your scoring defense is up over 3 points a game, putting you guys in the top 10 right now. How do you think your players kind of have adjusted to the season and performed this year?
Well, I think to a certain extent, our guys never doubted each other, and then to a second kind of the next level is, I think there was a little chip on their shoulder, you know, of everybody was saying, you know, how bad this group was going to be or how bad that group was going to be compared to last year. And when you return really your entire secondary, your entire defensive line, and then some different roles in that kind of the second level of defense, around here, I think it was more of, hey, it's this guy's next, and we have a ton of confidence in him, and now he just needs to go play. It wasn't, you know, oh my gosh, I hope this guy can, you know, kind of a thought process. But we can still get better. You know, we didn't tackle great the last couple weeks, and against, again, the running back quarterback combination and how these guys run so well, we have to tackle.
Yeah, Coach, so much kind of like you just described with the chip on their shoulder. Last year you guys had the number 3 overall pick. You guys had a second-round linebacker, a sixth-round safety, another Michael Clay went undrafted free agent. Has the tide turned a little bit in terms of the respect angle on the Oregon defense? Do you think you've earned respect yet, or is it something where it's a constant process of trying to tell your players, no, you haven't?
I don't know. You know, I don't know where the respect part of it lies. We, you know, I think we have a great defense, and when everybody's playing, you know, fast and physical and fundamentally sound, and we're tackling, good things are going to happen. You know, creating turnovers and making teams drive it, and that's what we'll continue to do, and hopefully that merits some respect.
Great, thanks, Coach.
Sure.
All right, any further questions for Coach?
There are no questions at this time.
All right, that'll do it, Mark. Thanks for your time today, and good luck this weekend.
All right, Dave, thanks.
Bye-bye. We'll see you.